This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more high-profile legislation.
Mr. President, I now move that Senate Joint Resolution be adopted.
Nearly 40 hours were spent debating Senate Joint Resolution 39 from Monday afternoon into early Wednesday morning. The resolution would, upon voter approval, prohibit the state from imposing penalties on individuals and religious entities who refuse to take part in same-sex marriage ceremonies due to sincerely held religious beliefs. Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis is the sponsor. He says several churches have urged adoption of what would be a constitutional amendment.
SJR 39 is a reaffirmation of our most noble traditions of religious liberty and pluralism.
Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur says she believes this would do the opposite of what supporters say it would accomplish.
And they are, through this piece of legislation, constitutional amendment would be given permission to discriminate.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate substitute as adopted be perfected and ordered.
Before sunrise on Wednesday, a new substitute resolution had been introduced and a preliminary vote had been taken. Senator Onder says the question is, should religious organizations and pastors be protected from being compelled to violate their own religious beliefs?
And SJR 39 stands for the proposition that in our pluralistic society, we should have room to respect the religious freedom of Missourians.
Senate Minority Floor Leader Joseph Kevany of St. Louis says he thinks adding this provision to the Missouri Constitution would result in additional discrimination.
There is an opportunity for this to be interpreted as a very broad opportunity to discriminate.
Senate Joint Resolution 39 received final Missouri Senate approval on Thursday evening and now moves to the Missouri House of Representatives for similar consideration. Education measures move closer to time on the Missouri Senate floor this year. Senator David Pierce of Warrensburg, who chairs the Missouri Senate Education Committee, says his panel has given approval to Senate Bill 904, which would modify provisions related to gifted education.
This deals with students in K through 12. There's actually been a decrease in the number of students that is receiving gifted education. And what we'd like to do is to encourage schools to have more and to have more resources.
Senator Shoup says she sponsors Senate Bill 1029, a measure that would modify several provisions relating to student safety.
One for the K through 12. It also includes medical students and the fact that so many more medical students than other students tend to complete suicide.
Her proposal has not yet been heard in committee. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.